Here's with Hashem, there's the Yechshefer Lot Stockers, it's considered, I don't know if he actually gave a Kosbok or something. The bottom line, I think we came out with it, the difference between Avram Avinu and Noach was that Avram Avinu understood who he was, whereas Noach was relating to Hashem in Hashem's elevated situation, and not relating to Avram Avinu, someone who's able to give something to Hashem. The Mitzvah says, Levavo Neman Lefanecho. The Kach Maz Be'a Shloa Kodesh, the Shloa Kodesh in Sefer Breishis in Parshas Noach, says the following, is Divrei HaMidrash Rabba. The Noach Motzu Chayim. It says, the Noach Motzu Chayim. Who Motzu? Akos Bochu No Motzu. What does it mean? He found Chayim, but Hashem didn't find Chayim. Ratzalayma, who motzi me akos bochu shayim ha'eiro oisei? Aval akos bochu lo motzi mimenu, ki lo haye lo his eiros milamata milamale. Noach didn't understand that you have to arouse the higher world by what you do down in the lower world. You need to do something down here in order to relate to Hashem up there. And that's why Hashem didn't find anything from Noach. Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem, but Hashem didn't find anything from him. Because Noach didn't understand that you have to elevate the lower world. Mashayin kan b'Avram shenema, but which is not the case of Avram. It says, Asher hislachti lafonov. It says, Avram walked in front of Hashem. What does that mean? Klaima, his irarity kainem lo. Avram will arouse Hashem first. The game can see from a thought is love of Lehman Lefanecho. Hashem says, I've found Avram in his heart, Lehman Lefanecho, in front of me. It means Avram took his heart and placed it in front of Hashem. Noach didn't understand that you're able to do that. And therefore, he never raised up Milamata Milamata. He drew from above down. He took us all from above down. Hashem told him to build an ark. He built an ark. He was a tzaddik. Whatever Hashem said, he did. But he didn't understand that you have to take from down and lift that up.
But we found we need that in the Chagim. The Chesach is from here, from above. It seems to be like he needs both.
What do you mean?
No, Shabbos is Issus de Leila. Yom Tov, the Tafka is Issus de Leila. We're doing actions.
So we're saying the Chagim, that he needs both aspects.
You only need both aspects. They work together. What we arouse down, Yah pushes the button, then that's
where it starts.
No, that's Shabbos, because it's Shabbat.
Shabbos is the only place where it doesn't require our arousal in order for Shabbos.
Yeah. Shabbos is unique.
But at the end of the day, if you don't connect to the Kiddush of Shabbos, you're not going to get the benefits of it. Shabbos would exist whether we make Shabbos or not. Whether we connect to it or not, that's the Shabbos. Whereas Yom Tov, we need to make Yom Tov. But that's in terms of the conveyor as man. But in terms of the way you relate to the world and the way you relate to Hashem, it always has to start with you. As explained above, Noach couldn't believe that Hashem had what to gain from him. He thought, what can I give to Hashem? And he's asked, what can you give to Hashem?
Oh,
yeah, we said right away in the beginning that Noach is much easier to understand. Avraham Avinu's shitta is a lot harder for us to understand. It's more of a kosher, and as a result of that, a kosher Baruch Hu didn't find in Noach what he wanted. Listen to this one, Adam. Avraham Avinu revealed the secret of creation. A kosher Baruch Hu mo'anyeni. Akos Baruch Hu is interested in me. Yesh li ma letet lo. I have something to give Akos Baruch Hu. So b'shal kach Akos Baruch Hu b'ocho b'Avram Avinu u'b'zor ha'acharon. And that's why Hashem chose Avram Avinu and his children afterwards. So that obligates us to find out what it is that Avram Avinu can give Hashem, because we have to do that. If we're not going to give to Hashem, then we're just going to be nice nachtzadik. I mean, you can't say Shalos Soni Goy in the morning anymore. If you want to say Shalom Sani Goy in the morning, then you have to at least not be an Ach Tzadik. You have to be an Avram Avinu, which means you have to discover what it is that Avram gave to Hashem and what I can give to Hashem. And Imun Azun Menachem Avraham Avinu B'kol Koichi B'Mesidus Nefesh Neged Kol Olam. It was on this Nakuda that Avraham Avinu went to war against the whole world. Kulam Sovru Shehu Chosedar. Everyone said that he was Chosedar. He lost his mind. Ulam Hulo Zaz Me'emunosa. He didn't move from his Imunah. Hunika Avraham Ha'ivri. It's called Avraham Ha'ivri. We Ivrim today because of that. Kol Olam Kulam Ha'ivr Echad V'um Ha'ivr Achir. He was an Ivri from Ivor. He was on the one side, and they stood on the other side. Imunazuhi Nata Vahishrish Bonoi Bono Vacharov Kamoshakosov. This Imuna he planted deeply into his children as Ukamoshakosov, Kiadativ Lamana Shinitzovez Bono Vez Bnei Beis Acharov Vashamru Derech Hashem. Because I know that you will command your children and your children's children after you to guard the way of Hashem, the way of Hashem. Nevada Nachalas Etzem Imunah Lebonov, beside the Etzem inheritance of Imunah that he gave his children, Da'agav Rav Shalom Shekinyin Imunah Beribayne Yeh Kinyin Amiti V'Chozok Ki Yeset Shelo Yemut. Rav Avinu wanted to make sure that the Imunah we had. Ron, sorry, can I ask you? It's very hard to have a vibe. I'm a lovely demonstrator. I'm very sorry. The Imunah that Hashem, that Avraham Avinu gave to his children was going to be acquired in the same way that Avraham Avinu acquired it. You can inherit something from your father. The father works very hard, he makes a lot of money, he gives you the money. Your relation to that money and your father's relation to that money is not the same. Because you worked for it. You just got it as a present. So if we got all these miners that Avraham Avinu discovered, if we get that as a present, we're not going to have what Avraham Avinu has. So watch this one. The bris beta besorim v'zmana ma'amet agodol v'anesko so Chris's bris netzach ben Avraham Avinu v'zorei acharav v'bein baruch hayil olamim. At that awesome moment where the eternal covenant was being entered into between Avraham Avinu and his descendants afterwards and the creator of the universe, b'shasha kodesh baruch hu v'tiach l'Avraham Avinu is avtochas avonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making promises to Avraham Avinu about his children. Yeah, let's read the wall. Yeah, let's get together with the children. We want to know what it inherits. Yeah, how much am I getting? Ki ima sheyotzi mamecha hu yereshecho. What comes out of your loins will be your inheritance. Vezavtochas Yerushas Haaretz. And also that we'll inherit the land. Ve'yemer levani Hashem asher tzicha ma'ol kastim. I'm not together. Vo kastim letet lecha es haaretz azois nereshto. And I'm giving you this land to be your inheritance. Ba'itza brit shaylama revinu shayla shenilish lechay lechas lechino at kipikmuk vidri v'ashem. Avraham Avinu asked Hashem the famous question which we don't understand. V'me'e eida ki arashenu. How do I know that my children will inherit the land? What do you mean? Hashem says to you, you're going to inherit the land. You and your children will inherit the land. Someone says, how do I know? What kind of question is that? What do you mean, how do you know? Because Hashem said so. Rashi Mevar, Amal Afono, Hoidiyana Ba'eza Schus, Yaskinubo. What merit will my children have that this Haftocha will be established in them? Hamila Ereshen and Moira al Yerushan, the Doris, the Bonov, and the Nebonov. The Loshan Yerushan, the inheritance, means an eternal inheritance for all the children. Avraham Avinu says, how do I know that they'll merit it? You want to inherit the land, you need a schus. So Avraham was asking Hashem, how do I know my children will have the schus to inherit the land, to continue my mission? Yesh lovin, ayitochen. Keitan Avraham Avinu roi shem amin ma'ir asofik agab avtochen shem nishbarach. How do I know they have a sofik? What do you mean with my schus? Hashem says the children will inherit the land. Can they inherit it? What are you asking kashas for? It's a famous kasha, and it's very hard to find a decent answer. Watch here. Zok the Maharal, Oidus Shilas Amar Avinu Abashalom, Vadei Shalai Elokol Pikpuchas Vimir Tochas Hashem. Avraham Avinu didn't have any doubt about Hashem's promise. Ulam Avraham Avinu Shoev Shekinin Eretzino Vekinin Amun of Hashem Yisroel. Avraham Avinu yearned and desired that the acquisition of Eretz Yisrael and the Imunah that his children will have in Hashem, Yekinin Atzmi, would be a personal kinyan, and not a free gift. That his children will also toil and battle to acquire it. In the same way, Avraham Avinu acquired it through his mysterious message, and being prepared to give up his life and the molim, the tiach that he installed in the avoda that he made, and therefore it was a kinyan netzach. He wanted each one of his children to do the same. He didn't want it to be a collective kinyan. He wanted it to be a personal kinyan. Moshe Lamar David Domer, Elashi Aretz Elam Chilabonav Es Yerush also. Father wants to give his inheritance to his children. Ulam Hu Yadei Shebnoi Hu Naat Tzir Leyom. He knows that his son's very young and inexperienced. Velo Yit Nase Klau V'Malochas HaMetzvah. He knows nothing about business. Hu Chaysh Yishkim Yitain Lebnoi Es Kol Katzvah Yitzeich Man Katzai Yifsid HaMen Es Kol Mamayna. He knows that he gives all the money that he's going to leave to his son. The son will blow it very quickly. The chayin who ain't a noisel law in a schum nesuyam the matalah she is chobol, he gives a small amount. He doesn't go to business, go learn the hard way. Yashkiya it's a vasokim, yashkiya boy, it's called a shigoyis by a shuriyot. Go home, let me know this time, go off into business. You learn, you learn, you learn, it's an experience. 10 years up there, you learn what's going on. Ha'av yachzo al ta'alich ve'e mistafamim, ad she'abed yomad, al-eire, val-mesore, esarche, ametchon. He does it a few times until the son learns, until the flesh, until he's internalized the rules and the laws of how to do business. And he's saying, I've said in Yom HaGayt, the case of Aviyah, all the experience and the losses and the bad deals or whatever teaches him eventually how to do well. In business, the Moshe, they never learn. They never learn. I was trying to clear him recently. You learned your lesson now, right? Now you learned the hard way. When you make a mistake, you're going to do the same mistake as in Avada. Avada. Make the same mistakes. Green. Yeah, but anyway, the Moshe is a valid Moshe. Avram and Isaac is Kinyan Emunah Hashem. Avram being acquired Emunah in Hashem for himself. So Hasik Gam is Kinyan Eretz Yisrael, and he acquired Eretz Yisrael through his merit. She Paltrin Shal Melech who based Moshe Melech. What is Eretz Yisrael? This is the carpet of Hashem. This is the footstool of the Melech. Ulam Hu Amal Atzma, he said to himself. זכיתי בכל אלי בזכות זו שהלכתי מהצחול לממש ולא רב במועד הדרך. How did I acquire this as Abavino? I had no rabbi, I had no one to teach me, I had no mentor, I discovered this myself. אולי מושב. So then he asked, כיצד בני שכבר ירשו וקיבלו את האמון הממני יזכו לקח בזכות עצמו? How are my children who inherited this from me can learn to do this on their own? וכך חיישיב לו הקרוש ברוך הוא. ודאי הקרוש ברוך הוא אנסד, אני המולש לציינך לו. I will fulfill your desire. ונך יוצא לגלס אחר גלס וירדו ברוך נעס עד שישארו ללא כל זכיות. Your children are going to go after one גלס, after the next גלס, after the next גלס, until they're going to be left with no זכות. ואיפן זה, הם יתחילו את הכל שוב מדקודס את התחולק מויפה. And therefore, they're going to have to pick up the broken pieces like you did from scratch without any assistance from above. Kishem Shem Avinu Atzmai Omul La'atfil L'dagosai M'yuchedes M'zokabo. Kishem Shem Avinu toiled in order to acquire the unique level he did, and he merited it. Hurotza Shegam Zorah Yizke La'agir L'madregas Ruchnias Eilu M'toich Yichus Atzmi. He wanted his children to get this via their own yichus. Not because I'm Abraham's kid, that's why I'm entitled to this. I'm entitled to this because I earned it. Kleima lo b'schus avo es ele b'schus atzma. It's a pella. You've never seen a generation where this has been more makai. There was a Holocaust. What did the Holocaust do? It shot everybody who survived the Holocaust into Abraham Avinu mode. You have number Messiahs. The thing that hit the Yamashmoy destroyed more than anything was the Messiahs. But I'm a Cyrus. You had an unbroken Yishuv in Vilna for over 1,000 years. The Vilna Shul stood for 1,000 years. How many shuls do you know today that we're using that have stood for more than 50 years? How many people are still living in the same house that their great-grandparents lived in? Maybe in England. Maybe, Bakoshi. Most people are not living in the same town that their grandparents lived in. Goddess after goddess, you have to get up on your own, you have to pick yourself up on your own, you have to do it on your own. And by the way, the Balshuva movement that we see today, and that's exactly what's going on. Because he doesn't have a father, and he doesn't have a Rebbe, and he's on his own. He has to pick himself up on his own, crawl out of San Francisco or wherever it is, and make his way to Yeshiva. The Pella. I will fulfill your request. Ula malecha nedat ma'ol amechir hamitpakesh l'man b'torah zu. Avinu says, I'll fulfill your request. But you must know what the path is. Kedai le'efshe lebonecha la'agir le'medreite zu, in order for your children to achieve this level, ya'aleim la'avek ma'avokim kvirim. They're going to have to struggle. Yes, they're going to have to ma'avak, the lotion of Yaakov Avinu fighting with the Sar of Esav. They're going to battle, terrible battles. They're going to have to fight in order to survive in Ruchnias and in Gashmias. They're going to have to fight against the whole world. It's not all at once, but at some stage you're going to have to fight the whole world. Because the children will be strangers in a strange land, and they will enslave them and make them suffer. That's a thing to be tried, but after they go through this terrible suffering, then they will inherit the land with enormous wealth. The goddess of Mitzrayim, Lord Tom and Masechtus, Hatloy Shalehem, Sharegam Masechtus, Haimun Elor Hushlom, Yaleim La'avod Shibut Shalom Malchus. We have to go through the Dalet Malchus before a goddess. The four goddesses that are called Malchias. The Machlekas, by the way, the Maral, and the other Mephoshim, about where the goddess Yishman is really a goddess. Yuchai Vital calls the goddess Yishman, the Zohar calls the goddess Mishnah. The Maral points out, I just found out recently, that the Maral is not an Etzim goddess, because for it to be a goddess, you need a Malchias. And he has no Malchias. That's the whole Etzim, the Kuda of the goddess Yishman, is that he's no Malchias. He's a Bedouin, he's a nomad, he doesn't have a kingdom, he's everywhere. To call it a goddess according to the Maral is not so posh, but let be that as it may. It's just for those that happen to have heard my goddess Yishmael Shir. The Maral says it's not a goddess, the Etzim. But anyway, we're going through it, whatever you want to call it. And that's the Shibud of the Dalet Malchus Kedei Nagielim and Jagosa Aruch Nishal Avravino Shalom. In other words, if you want to become an Avram Avinu, you've got to go through a goddess. Why? Because you've got to earn what Avraham Avinu, the 10 Nisoinus of Avraham Avinu, you have to go through yourself. The wonderful Sefer called Esther Nisoinus. You might think of Sefer, someone should not say this in English. The 10 tests of Avraham Avinu takes it in modern day with stories and whatever. The Nisoin of Panos, the Nisoin of Chinuch, and the Nisoin of Sholem Bayit, all the Nisoinus, the Nisoin of Lemon. The 10 tests that Avraham Avinu went through and shows how we're going through in our own personal life. If you go through those 10 tests. It's a big chizuk, it's an amazing, amazing place.
Who wrote it? What's it called?
Esen Nisoinus, the 10 tests. It's a blue cover and it's got like 10 circles, each one is one of the tests or whatever. It's Kedachi translate that safely, somebody who's got nothing to do this evening. We've got a translation. So it's just very nice with modern day stories and people who went through whatever. So it's called the Tara Kosbok Ramavan of Son of Bisman of Sorry. All this Kosbok who shot Avram Vin at the Bisman of Sorry. Ukafisha Kosb Rashi Kodash al Aposuk, Vina Aim Hashaycha Gedoyla. There was a fear and a terrible darkness. Remez took for Khoshech Shal Goliath. Hashem showed Avram Vin the whole thing. He showed him Auschwitz and he showed him the Spanish Inquisition. He showed him everything and Avram Vin was masking his grandchildren should go through all that. וכן כוסף רשי על הפוסוק וגם מסגוי וגם לרבו את אבא מלכוי וגם מסגוי what's וגם מסגוי the four goddesses שאף הם קיילים על שיבדו את ישראל because they also will be the vessels that will be used to enslave the Jewish people אז לכאילו יש להובד זה נח לכאילו on what you just said in the same ודאו כוס ברוך הוא מעלה ובינו אבא שולה נשיבות על מלכוי. Why did Hashem have to show Avraham Avinu the Dalet Goliath? For the Kosher of Avraham Avinu, I used to eat his Golis Mitzrayim, Shachari, this could be one of the Gilerites, this is all the Reshah, and this could be that part. What do you have to get the Dalet Goliath for? All you have to show Avraham Avinu to fulfill his request is Mitzrayim. And then they come into Mitzrayim and they go and they land the land, and they get the land, and then they have the land, whatever. Right? What do you have to show Avraham Avinu the Dalet Goliath for? But dream came with Scorus Shai Golias. What do you have to show Avraham Avinu or the Golias for? אפילו לאז בשדרושו של אברהם אבינו בשלום האיסה שבונב יזכה להגיע על ידי עבדויס המעצמיס למדרגוסו. אברהם אבינו's request was that the children would get there via their own avoid, כדי להשלים לעבוד הזו יעליהם לעובר את שיבות דלת מלכיות לגבי על מסוינס רבין. In order to achieve that, they would need to go through the Dalet Galiyot and withstand and strengthen themselves on the difficult Nisoinus that they would have. Kishem Shavu Rav HaSholem Adit Naseh Ba'asori Nisoinus. Who happened in Avraham Avinu went through 10 tests? Gambonot Ne'ezel Yavru as Kur Ha'itu Rotsu Fanisoinus. So too the Jewish people will go through the cauldron, the fiery cauldron of Ken. Hey, you stabbed to Nitalin Malchus, who was good to meet him, and Nitalin Madrid of Abra Vino. They were going through the four Golithus, the four Malchus, and from there they will withstand the test and will elevate themselves to the level of Abra Vino. It's called by Tara Kosmoch, Abra Vino, this band of Sorry, it's a Malchus, a Golius, a Shimon, but Sorry, a Noah. This band of the Sorry, Abra Vino saw the video of all of Israel's Sorry's. Avraham Avinu Hashalom Ra is a call Hiskim Vanocha Daita Zaka. If you're going through something and it doesn't feel so much, you can know that your Zayda saw and understood and automatically he saw that it's okay. Avraham Avinu Chesed Oilam Chesed Yibon. Avraham Avinu was Kulu Chesed Kulu Rachamim. He was masking to Ashi. כל היסורים שבולם יקדיים כדי שבולם יש להגיע למדרג הרוחניס. All the suffering in the whole world was worthwhile, it's good, it's כדאי, in order that his children should get להגיע למדרג הרוחניס שעליה זוכר הוא להגיע, in order to achieve the spiritual level that Avraham Avinu himself achieved. מדרג הזו היא מדרג האמונה הנצחית בהשם יתברך. That level is an eternal אמונה in Hashem. Paradigm shift. And then you have to look at the world, you have to look at your personal suffering, Klal Yisrael suffering. Listen, Hashem designed and Avraham Avinu masking and everything we went through and are going through good for us. Who says you should try and change? You have a chiyuv to daven. You have a chiyuv to do mitzvahs. About it, you know? And you need a chiyuv for samad adam recha. If it didn't say for samad adam recha in the pasuk, who says you're allowed to go save somebody who's drowning? Maybe not allowed to. Achinami. We'll get to those chapters. We'll get to the chapters.
Two lines across.
Yeah, we're dealing with parallel lines there again. You know the parallel lines? Parallel lines called touch each other. Hashem makes them touch each other. Someone's drowning in a river. We'll get to these chapters later, because if you learn the sugya properly, you have to come to two very powerful kashas. What's my status worth and what's my tefillah worth? But you have parallel lines that can't touch and Hashem makes touch sometimes. The dugma. Someone's drowning in a river. The Torah says, Losar Adam Recho. You have to jump in there and save him. Now, if Hashem wants him to drown, there's nothing you can do that's going to save him. Right? He's going to drown, he's going to drown. Whether 50 lifesavers jump in there or not, this guy's going to drown. That's what's written. It's time for him to go. Correct? So what happens if you don't jump in and save him? Hashem says, you're a murderer. You killed him. But he's going to die anyway. You're right. There's a parallel line. This guy drowning in the river has nothing to do with me. No shaykhs to me whatsoever. I'm a chilvan ul masamra damrecha. He's going to drown anyway. Those two lines are nothing to do with them. They're two separate sugyas. But Hashem says, if you don't jump in and try and save him, you kill him. So the parallel lines are touching. They're not allowed to touch. So good. So we don't understand how parallel lines can touch. By definition, they're parallel, they can't touch. And if they're touching, they're not parallel. Hashem says, no, but they're parallel and they touch. It's because Hashem lives in a world that we don't understand. You get it? Yep. So the same here, everything that a person is going through, etc. is good. God knocks on the door, please can I have money? You tell him, no. Your hunger is good for you, and it's only through this hunger that you're going to reach the daggers of Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu, David, that you should be hungry, and I'm not feeding you and taking away your food. Right? That's what you should lechayre tell him. But the Torah says, give him food. The Torah says, you've got to bring him, you've got to feed him. Ah, you've got to take away his food. Okay. His problem. We don't understand. They're shipping kids off to Auschwitz. Oh, you see? Chris Mann, sorry, let them go. No, you've got to stop the bus. Get them off, save their lives. Why? Because we're on the double airport, the high bay, etc., etc. Echad Haya Avram. Another Yeshaya Mishnave. Shomul Kaili Reitzai Tzedek Mavakshe Hashem. Habitu El Tzur Chutzvosom Ve'el Mekaves Bo Nukrosom. Habitu El Avram Avim Ve'el Sarim Tchayluchim Ki Echad Kerose Vavolchu Vavro. I don't know what this is talking about. Right for tzedek, mevakesh Hashem. It's talking to those that pursue tzedek, and a mevakesh Hashem, a mitzvah tzur, turn to the rock of your creation, the El Mekabes Bo Nukrosom, and the source of your the pit of where you were cleaved out of. Habitu El Avram Avichem. Look at Avram Vel Sara. Ki echad, because they're called one, and you will be blessed and multiplied. That's a very loose translation of the Shai Novi. Rashi Shamafarish, ki echad kerosod, ki echad hayom, yechidi be'eret knan, ashe aglisov, sham me'atsoy moluladotoy, kerosov, rabisov, agelosov, loshen kriya ha'adam. Ha'ida. Kishem shay yichud, yochid, Rashi says that it was called Echad. Avram was called Echad because he was one. He was unique. Not Echad meaning one, meaning Echad meaning he was unique in Eretz Canaan. In the whole place where he was born, where he came from. And from there he grew and multiplied. And in the same way that he was Yochid, the Gadlosov, and he grew, so too I will grow you, and you will be yachid for me. You will be unique to me, says Hashem. Avram Avinu nikra echad yechidi kaloshen apostle echad haya Avram. Yecheskel Avram is called echad. Ma osod yechidu shel Avram Avinu? What is this loshen echad? Avram is called echad. What's the big osod? Everyone's echad. I'm also echad. There's no one else like me. Remember the Rashi. Avram Avinu haya yachid b'shah she'omer l'kosh boch lech zez knan l'lo mishpocho krevim. Avram Avinu, according to Rashi, became one when Hashem said, Lech Lecho, leave everything. The Yaitse Mikach and Moses, Moshe Rega Shog of Avram Avinu, Ma'ay, the Munosa Eshel Terech Aviv. And more than that, from the moment that Avram Avinu left the Imunah that Avram, the Terach had, he left the Imunah that of Terach, Venelechem Oed that Psilim, and he went to war against the Avodah Zarah. Vaya Yochid Uboided Balamah. He was unique and alone in the world. The lonely man of faith. The Lord Kor of a girl. He had no relatives and no redeemer. Aviv Moilidoi his necheloi umosul nimrod shishlechoisakim shanesh. His father, who gave birth to him, turned away from him and gave him over to Nimrod to throw him into the fires. Avram Avinu ainu mitpalel. Avram Avinu didn't get saved. He didn't get thrown off track. Huniktiv mul anshei dor afloger haloagim lo bekolpe boimrim. He stood against the whole door of Flogga that was mocking him. Avram Zeh Parda Akaravu, Aini Moilit. Wherever he went, people used to say, look, he's a mule, he can't have children, he's what's the word? Akara, Parda Akara, he's a sterile mule, thank you. Everyone's worshiping Avazara, he's going around saying the whole world about Imunin Hashem, and he's walking around with our children. The Yom of Koshim Ava Malchus is a Rafim Shayu Ben Anak, Oyeg Melakabosh and Moshin is a Rafim Kafish and Emma because of the Dugma Lakoshim of Rosam Shal Ben Anak, who fights against the giants and the Falkins and the Falkins, the Melakim and Lima Elu Shikishis Ben Anak. Beiti Avram Le Melchome Betoch Betoch and Mukhlat Bat Lochos of Le Melchome. He goes and he fights a war against the kingdoms that destroyed all the big giants. These were heavyweights. And he has no problem with complete Betoch and that he'll win. And he did win. He went to war against the selfishness the incredible selfishness of Stoyim, Ryan and Nizra, Klau, Me'af Koyach HaMotzubir, he didn't back off and was fought about any Koyach in the world. When he said to Shalem, I can show you Amr Avinu Koyach Kol Kabi La'amud Yichud Moloi Lamu Moloi. Where Amr Avinu draw the power to stand against the whole world alone and to fight against the whole world. Pelaploy, my truth. Why is it a pelaploy?